$25,258. Would you take your hat off, sir?
Yes.
And would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Detective Dan Von Temple, the Windsor Locks Police Department.
Thank you. And would you spell your name for the record?
Bontempo, Von Temple.
Thank you. And a brief...
Do you have to think about the spelling?
Well, when you said spell my name, I was thinking first name first.
Getting late in the day now. A summary of your case, sir.
Yeah, 3/11/2024, the appellant applied for a pistol permit with the Windsor Locks Police Department. The concerns of the Windsor Locks Police Department at that time were some of the statements that were made by him back in 2019 when he was in high school. And that was their reason for the denial at that time.
And do you have a brief statement of your case, sir?
Yeah. This is
really loud.
You got to talk so we can hear you.
Okay. This incident happened in 2019 at Windsor Locks Public High School.
That's not loud enough.
No.
No. Really loud.
Loud.
This incident happened in 2019 of February, February 27th of 2019. Again, this was my second day of high school. It was news to me at the time. They retrieved me from math class, which I think it was my second period class. Second period.
This is not a time to tell your whole story. This is just to summarize.
Oh, okay.
An opening statement.
Couple seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Again, an incident happened in high school where a couple students bunched together saying, they heard me saying something about cleaning guns and to don't come to school the next day, because it took place on a Wednesday, so they said to don't come to school on a Thursday, which was the following day, the 28th.
Okay. Opening statement is just...
Yeah.
You're going to show that you're a suitable person. How's that?
So, that's enough.
Yeah.
Detective.
On those dates, it was investigated by the school resource officer, and he found students came to him with the concerns of hearing the appellant in an open area mention cleaning his guns while he was in science class, and another statement by additional students, he was overheard to say, don't come to school the next day. And when I asked the appellant during this interview process if those statements were actually made, he's maintained his innocence. I felt at that time he should explain to this board on the appeal process what he meant by those statements. He's denied those statements, ever saying those statements. Granted, at the time I did the investigation, he applied, and it was 5-6 years, but again, his denial, these type of statements were concerning to me.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
No.
Does the board
Can I add, the school resource officer has since retired, and as far as his cooperation is this matter, it was, I didn't get any, so.
Questions?
Yeah, he is a fellow that investigated this incident and determined there was no credible threat at the time.
He did.
Thank you.
Other questions?
You go first.
Was the appellant cooperative when the officer had met with him? Because the report indicated that he was pretty cooperative. Let him search all the stuff, go to the house, I believe, and search. Were any firearms found, anything like that, or?
I can only go based off his report.
Okay.
That he was cooperative.
He was cooperative.
He was cooperative with me, too.
Okay.
The,
that's been your interactions with him too? His demeanor?
I only had one conversation with him and explained the process, the appeal process to him, and explained to him what I found.
Okay.
He didn't seem to say too much to me.
Have you guys had any other interactions with him in town?
No, sir.
Any other, like, cases or anything like that, or interactions? Oh.
So the reason for denial is the unsubstantiated comments when he was in high school on his second day?
Is that?
That's a question. That there's the reason the denial is just the statements he allegedly made.
Yes. Then.
Any other questions?
Even though they were deemed unreliable?
He didn't say unreliable. His terminology, again, that's why I don't have that officer's input.
Would have been helpful, yeah. Yeah.
That was a fine
I wish
note.
I could say more. But
no threatable threat.
No credible threat.
No credible threat. Yes. Your turn, sir.
Okay, well,
loud.
Okay, the day started normal, as I always do. He got ready for school, took the bus that morning, and I arrived to school like any other kid, and I was escorted to my first period, which, again, it was in 2019, which I can't really recollect, but I know second period math class, again, that was maybe 9 o'clock. I was barely an hour into school. That's when I was pulled out of the classroom by the security guard, I think it was. And that's when they broke it down to me, which, you know, they took me down to the office. They searched my backpack. Obviously, they asked for, had anything that would poke them, stick them, harm them in any way. I told them no. Pretty much after that, my mom decided she wanted to pull me out of school. Then, I don't know how long after, the police arrived at my door. They asked if they could come in and search the home. They searched my room. Obviously, they didn't find nothing, you know, the students I've mentioned. That's pretty much it.
Did you continue at Windsor Locks High School?
No. After the 27th, I didn't.
So your whole career at Windsor Lock High School was 2 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
At the high school?
Yeah.
Questions from the board? I'm sorry, questions from you, Detective. From the board.
So did you ever make the statement that you were cleaning a gun or you were going to?
No, no.
And no statement about don't come to school tomorrow?
No.
Did you own a gun?
No. Nobody in the home owned a gun.
And you didn't know any of the, or did you know any of the students involved?
My second day, I didn't know anybody but two teachers and the student guide that was guiding me to my classes. But that's about it.
So I know this is gross speculation, but why would somebody say you said those things? That's pretty serious in a school.
Yeah, very serious. I honestly couldn't tell you. Again, I arrived at school. You know, maybe it was my presence. You know, I used to go to school, earbuds in, hoodie on. I was very much to myself. I didn't interact with nobody but, you know, any teacher or, again, the student guide, but that was pretty much it. It lasted 2 whole days.
Where had you come from? Where had you lived before?
I moved from Hartford to Windsor Locks, so again, that was my first school that I went to.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions?
Well, did you go to school in Hartford?
Yeah, I went to high school. I started high school in high schooling down in downtown. It's no longer there, but I did, what was it, 9th through 10th?
Almost 10.
Yeah, 9 and 10 I started, and then I finished, well, I tried to finish at Windsor Locks Public High School. And after that incident, I went to, it's like a secondary school in the same town. It's called Pine Meadow Academy. You know,
and finished and graduated.
Yeah.
What town do you live in now?
Windsor Locks.
You still live in Windsor Locks.
Yeah.
Do you have any issues with anyone at Pine Meadow?
No.
Any complaints? Any discipline at school?
No.
Suspensions?
No.
expulsions, anything like that? And how about at the Hartford place? Any discipline there?
No.
Detention, suspensions, anything?
No.
It's just unusual to me that someone who's brand new to say something like that. Did you hear anybody else say something like that that could have been attributed to you?
No, but on the report it said there was another student who started in February, before me, in the middle of February, but that's pretty much,
Are you presenting your mother as a witness or just?
Yes.
Okay.
She was with me throughout the whole process. She talked to the officers as well as I did. She knows pretty much everything. She went to the school that day because they called her before they searched me.
We had a board meeting.
Yeah.
Let's let her talk or you ask her questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Go ahead, tell us.
Just talk.
Yeah, so what happened was they called me. I don't remember exactly what date it was. I just know I went crazy on the phone because I said, you're talking about my son. I may get a little emotional. I'm sorry. This guy couldn't even hurt a fly. So to hear something so mean coming from someone who doesn't even know him, it was hard. Very hard, what we went through. After the board meeting, the school meeting, I just decided I'm gonna take him out of here because why would I want him to continue here?
Let me just stop you. There is a board meeting to discuss this incident?
Right.
You mean a school board meeting or just a meeting in the office or something?
A school board meeting. So it was principals, assistant principals. At that time, I had DCF involved.
But I guess what I'm trying to get at is, to me, a school board meeting means like the Board of Education. Where
No.
You're talking about a meeting of school.
Yeah, like about seven people.
Got it.
Did someone call DCF?
No. I had a case with when I came from Hartford with my youngest daughter because she was getting bullied and some other stuff. But they were with us too. And then I just decided he wasn't going to continue going there anymore. Then they also called the principal from the Pine Meadow Academy, which I thought was an excellent, that's exactly what he needed, smaller curriculum, so he can focus, nobody would be, you know. And it was the best decision I made as a parent for him. He graduated, everyone loved him there. And it was a heartbreaking experience moving to Winter Lakes, and this was our first experience coming in. I don't regret moving here because I love the town now. But we wouldn't have found out about this situation if it wasn't for him applying for the permit, because no one ever told us that this would be on his background.
But you knew what happened at the time?
Yes, at that time we knew.
But you didn't know that it was in his record?
Right.
Understood.
Right.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask the witness?
No, I don't have any questions. This was multiple students. And it was unsubstantiated, but it was multiple students that came to the school resource officer. So it wasn't just one person.
Okay.
Was there a particular student that identified him saying it in the report? The report stated that the student said he only heard rumors.
No.
Never heard?
No, there's a group of three students at one point that heard a comment made by Gip Helmut in the hallway.
Any other questions?
Grad, who I believe was the principal at the time, I spoke with this student, who was the complainant, and that this student had no firsthand information regarding the possible threat, and that he was only going by rumors that were being spread around the school.
Right. Keep reading.
Okay. She informed me that she had called another. I don't see any, if I can, when I continue on, I don't see anything there.
Let me see page two.
Page two?
It goes from page one to three. Page one, and then it goes to three, to four. We don't have page four either. But I can find it. So we're missing two pages?
Yeah, we're missing, we seem to be missing a couple of pages.
Page two or four.
Page two or four.
Says Mr. Swenson, I then, Steve Swenson.
We don't have that.
We only have pages one and three of four.
I bet somebody only copied one side of the two sides.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Not me. I'm sure it all went through.
But your recollection is that there were actual students who made comments.
It says in this report, I then interviewed three students who had made the report to the office. They stated that they heard something today while in the hallway, like, don't come to school tomorrow.
Nope.
Was it something like, was it attributed to him or they just heard it?
And he was the person standing next to him when they ever said.
Right, but they didn't hear it. That's the way I read it, too. They didn't see him say it. They didn't say it. They just heard it, and he was there. That's the way it read to me.
Yes. So you have this copy?
I must. That's what I thought I read.
Everybody walks alone on the cameras, too. Yeah.
That's just an unusual way to say it, rather than... He said this.
Yeah.
I was standing in a hallway, I heard something, and he was the only one there. It's just a strange way to say it or to write it.
I have three kids. They say strange things.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but the officer is supposed to ask the question and clarify it if it's not clear.
Any other questions for the appellant or the witness? Would you like to make a final statement? Would you like to make a final statement? Okay.
This is a denial by the Winderlocks Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is a report from when the appellant was in high school. There was a complaint. That was in 2019. There was a complaint made to the school resource officer that the appellant had allegedly made a comment regarding cleaning his guns and also don't come to school tomorrow. The school resource officer investigated it. Determined there was no credible threat at the time.
Okay. Comments from the board? Chief Rosenzweig.
On its face, it was troubling, but there's just a lot missing. I would have been much happier seeing the officer who actually talked to these kids. I understand there's probably an issue there, but probably not your fault at all. But that would be a more powerful case for the appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overstreet.
Appellant. That's okay.
Mr. Gray.
Abstain.
Abstain?
Yeah.
Okay. Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Chair votes for the appellant.
So is that appellant unanimous since he abstained? Yes.
Yes. So you're successful in your
field. Yeah.